The next patient is the last name is F like in Foxtrot, I like in India, L like in Lima, S like in Sierra, A like in Alpha, I like in India, M like in Mike, E like in Echo. And the first name is Sierra Alpha India November Lima Oscar Uniform India November Oscar Roger Saint Lord Saint Lou Saint Lunor. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old male original from Haiti, H-A-I-T-A, who is following this practice because of uncontrolled hypertension, period. Renovascular hypertension has been ruled out, period. This patient comes today with a blood pressure of 195/104. The patient seems to have poor compliance with the medications. He says that the pharmacy never called him, and when I ask him about the possibility of erectile dysfunction when taking the medication, he agrees to that. The patient was explained about the need to control the blood pressure, the comorbidities associated to arterial hypertension, including cardiovascular and peripheral vascular disease. And we gave him a suggestion for dietetic changes in terms of reduce the total caloric intake, eliminate the salt, use hot sauces that he likes in order to avoid the use of salt and avoid the excessive amount of fluids, because all those factors make the blood pressure worse. I don't have any other explanation for this hypertension rather than compliance, period. Number two, the patient had hypokalemia in the past. This hypokalemia is no longer present. The determination of the potassium this time was 3.8 milliequivalents per deciliter. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 33. We encourage the patient to go down to 190 pounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia is under control. Following number, this patient has a blood sugar of 97, but the possibility of being in a pre-diabetic state is always entertained. The hemoglobin A1C is 6, the average blood sugar is 126. The following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. He is encouraged to take 2,000 units of vitamin D3, which is over the counter, period. Another possible explanation for the compliance is the presence of the language barrier. period. We spend 6 minutes making the interpretation of the laboratory workup, and in the face-to-face 20 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.